Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Hello, and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/WhatFreshHellCast, and it is from Amy, who asks, okay, mom, how do you handle all the FOMO? Fear of missing out for anyone who doesn't speak internet. Avoid social media. Any advice? This is mainly pertaining to things my kids might be missing out on, experiences, activities, etc. As usual, on our Facebook group, this question had a ton of great responses. So I'm going to share some of them and then offer some of myself. A couple that stood out to me, Samantha suggested that it is actually our job to avoid, and I had not heard this expression before, concierge parenting, that it is not actually our role to make every day for our children a magical wonderland of bliss and happiness, and that missing out on some things is probably okay for our kids. And I like that idea of reframing a little bit from, like, I am looking at all of the things my kids aren't getting to, oh, I am looking at this and reframing the idea that I am not the concierge of my children's life and existence, and therefore this stuff lives a little bit outside of our experience. It can be difficult, it can be hard, but I think it's smart to do. Joy said, and I love this one, embrace JOMO, the joy of missing out. Perfect for introverts. Listen, we live in a world of social media where it can often seem like every single person is in their perfect kitchen with their pot filler and their hideaway pantry appliances that make every part of their life sing. And it is very natural to feel like, oh my gosh, look at them. They're on the holiday train. They're at Pumpkin Town. They have those adorable handmade costumes for Halloween. And here we are just being losers. But I like this idea of JOMO. There's also a joy when you look at them and you think, wow, that all looks pretty exhausting and hard to clean. I'm kind of glad to be sitting here in my own stuff. Anna also had some very simple advice here, which was unfollow people. I think that this is probably where it starts. We often say, right, that like garbage doesn't start at the garbage can. Garbage starts at the front door. So try not to bring in as much stuff, you know, that is eventually going to become garbage. It becomes garbage the moment it crosses your threshold. And I think that it becomes FOMO-inducing problematic when you hit the follow button on certain people. And it is a good idea, and it can be a good perspective to start at the place of, like, who are the people I'm following? And are there two or three people I may be able to block because they trigger in me this feeling? And you don't have to unfriend. You don't have to be unfriendly. You could just hit the, like, hide, see less from this person. And I think that can really help. Sarah also had a funny comment. This reminds me of a time when my middle school age kid was given an essay about a time when their needs weren't respected or listened to, and her kid could not think of a single time. So she apologized for having not given them the correct formative experiences. There is good in participating and there is good in missing out. I will say for myself, because this is good advice and it is a lot of like, ah, let it go, it doesn't really matter. I just want to say, I know this feeling, and it is not always as easy as like, let it go. We do a thing around the holidays often where we do, it's like a little house tour that, you know, you go and walk through people's beautifully decorated houses, and it's really fun, and it's social, and it's a fundraiser for some event that is good. And I live in a perfectly nice house that has lots of dopey flaws, like the double pane windows are permanently frosted over, so it's hard to see out of them. And three of the doors come off on the hinges, and one of the showers doesn't work, and one of the bathrooms doesn't work. And it's a fixer upper that we have neither the money or the inclination or the time to fix up. And I will say that when I go to this event, this holiday, look through people's beautiful houses, I come home and I'm in a rage for like a week, and I hate the double frosted windows, and I hate the stupid unworking bathroom. And I'm like, why can't we have a beautiful outdoor, all windowed art studio with luscious wood floors where it just seems like I could walk in there once and write the perfect novel? And it takes about a week for that to settle in and be like, oh, all right, it doesn't matter. And maybe I wouldn't write the greatest novel just because I had the perfect studio. And I get it, though. And so it's also okay to feel these feelings sometimes, because sometimes you really do. And like, I get it. I've been there. I've FOMO'd. Real estate mode, whatever the word I'm trying to say is. And sometimes you just have to take the hit. But I do have one last piece of advice, and this helps me sometimes. Keep a list. So when you see things and you're like, oh, it would be so nice if the kids and I had a matching dress like this mom and her daughter. Oh, it would be so nice if we took a picture of the dog with our kids. Oh, it would be so nice if we went family camping. Oh, it would be so nice if we all were able to go to the kids' favorite pop star's concert together. When you see those things, you can have a list of things that seem fun or great to do. Keep that list, and then you can pull out the list every once in a while and say, which one of these things should we do this month, this year? And I think it can help fill in that sense of missing out, but also it allows you to put in perspective, like, there's no way we're doing these 45 things, but let's pick two or three that we really want to do. And then it feels like you're taking action in relation to the FOMO stuff versus just sitting there and being like, we can never have these things. And that's kind of what I do on the house tours. I'm like, oh, it would be nice if the windows weren't frosted over. Oh, it would be nice if we had this beautiful hardwood all glass art studio. It's like, okay, well, I can't do that one, but I might be able to fix the frosted window. And it just gives me a path forward and doesn't leave me in that bad feeling of like, I want all the things. Thanks to all of our Facebook commentators who helped with this one. And if you want, you can go find this thread on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast by searching the word FOMO in the group and see all the amazing answers that people gave, which were all super helpful. And always, if you have a question for myself or Amy, you can ask them on our Facebook group, or you can send them to info@whatfreshhellpodcast.com, and you might hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced, so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down.
Or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.